Hey, today we're doing brachos lamed hey amid beis. We already got to the two dots on lamed hey amid beis, about 10 lines into the page. So there's some fairly, what? Yeah, we're back to lamed hey amid beis. So some fairly well-known gemara in this dot. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked the following contradiction. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, on the one hand, the pasuk tells us, what does it say? Lakachti, the lakachti degani biito. I took my grain at the right time. Uksiv viasafta degnecha, and it says you should gather your grain. So why is that a stira? So where's Rashi? No Rashi. No, lakachti degani biito. Who is taking the grain? Hashem or a human being? So says the Gemara. Lo kasha. Kan bizman sheyisrael osim mitzvah shemakom. Kan bizman sheyisrael osim mitzvah shemakom. It all depends on whether Jewish people are doing what the Ribono Shalom wants from them. Tan Rabban, meaning if you're doing what Hashem wants from you, you're not going to have to do the work. But if you're not doing what Hashem wants from you, you're going to have to work a lot harder. Tan Rabban, v'yasafta d'gnecha matam lomar. Why does the Torah have to tell me to gather in my grain? Don't I realize that if I have grain and I want it, I need to gather it? No, because the pasuk says, "Lo yamush sefer haTorah zeh mipicha," that one should not allow the Torah to be moved from his mouth. You got to be learning all the time. So yachol dvarim k'ksavim, you might have taken that literally and say, "I can't gather my grain. I need to be learning Torah. Who has time to be gathering grain?" So tamalomer v'yasafta deganecha hanig v'admina gedar cheretz tiv Rabbi Shmuel. That's why Rabbi Shmuel says the Torah goes out of its way to say v'yasafta deganecha, that it's true. You got to learn with every spare moment of time you have. But when you need to be gathering your grain, you need to be gathering your grain. That's not a spare moment of time. But famously, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagrees. And he says, Efshar Adam Charish B'Shas Charisha. Is it possible that a person could plow at the time of plowing? V'Zareya B'Shas Zariya, and plant at the time of planting? V'Kotzer B'Shas Ksira, and harvest at the time of harvesting? V'Dosh B'Shas Disha, and thresh at the time of threshing? V'Zare B'Shas Haruach, and winnow at the time of the wind? Torah matei aleha. Then when will you learn? Me, there's always more work to do. There's always another thing that has to be taken care of at the office. There's always something. But when it comes time to learn, you got to learn. So okay, there's always going to be an excuse not to learn. Ella. So rather, he says, how do I explain the seeming contradiction between the two psukim of lo yomer sefer haTorah zeh mipicha and v'yasafta d'gnecha? I explain it as follows. Bizman sheyisrael osim mitzvah shel makom malach nas al yedei acherim. When you do the will of God and you learn Torah Bahasmada, Hashem will have other people do your work for you. Shnemar v'amdu zarim v'ro tzonchem, that is, strangers will come and they'll shepherd your sheep for you. Obizman she'ini shalos v'tzon shalmakom lachtanas salideatron. When you're not doing the will of Hashem, you're going to have to do your own work. Shnemar v'yosafti d'ganecha. V'lo od elishim lechzacherim nas salyadad. Not only, when you're not doing the will of Hashem, not only will you have to do your own work, you're going to have to work for other people. You're going to have to do other people's work also. Shnemar Vavadta Sevecha, you're going to work for your enemies. So we have two diametrically opposed, not diametrically opposed, but two opposing views. Rabbi Shmuel says, work when you got to work and learn when you got to learn. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, no, never work. You cannot work. If you work, you'll always have an excuse to work more and you're never going to learn. So how do we paskin? So not a psak, but an observation. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, I've seen a lot of people in this world. Harbe Asuk Rabbi Shmuel. A lot of them tried to do like Rabbi Shmuel, and they worked when it was time to work, and they learned when it was time to learn. Va'olsa b'yadon, and it worked out quite nicely. It turned out okay for them. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'lo olsa b'yadon. A lot of people try like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and it doesn't work out so well for them. They think they can learn Torah all day, and Hashem will take care of their food, and sometimes they starve. It doesn't always work out for them. So what does that tell you? Is that a psak halacha? So it sounds a little bit like a psak halacha, that we are more likely to paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. But many of the achronim are medayik. He says, no, for the harbe, for the many, the masses have to follow Rabbi Shmuel. But every once in a while, you'll have a Vilna Gaon, you'll have a Chazon Ish, you'll have someone who can learn all day, and he's on such a level of Kedusha V'tara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him out, and he doesn't have to worry about anything else. Chaznish, I think his wife had a shop. She was a shopkeeper. But he wrote in his letters that I'm not mesugal for malacha. I can't, wasn't his thing. He was never in his entire life. You know, sometimes he'd help out in his wife's shop, but that just wasn't what he was cut out to do. And I don't think anyone's complaining about it. You know, the Chaznish was okay for him to be learning. So main point number two, I get one or two, I don't remember. Okay, Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, whether you should work at all or just learn. I should have read one more line. Amalei Rav l'Rabbanan, so Rav said to the Rabbanan, b'matusa minaycho, I beg of you, b'yomei Nisan b'yomei Tishrei, l'tichsu kamai, that during Nisan and Tishrei, it's ben asmanim, you should not appear in yeshiva. Because if you're not busy, why do they have ben asmanim in Nisan and Tishrei? That's when they have to be in the fields. That's when they have to be planting and they have to be harvesting. So when you need to be in the fields, because otherwise you're going to starve the rest of the year and then it's going to cause more bittul Torah. So you take the time off you need to take off in order to do the work, meaning aligned with Rabbi Yishmael. By the way, this sugya should be studied together with the last mission Kiddushin. Why? What did you say? Last mission Kiddushin? Right. Any Malamid has been talked about to teach an Umnus Niki of Akala, but Rabbi Nurai said, Any Malamid has been on the Torah, and Yachani Kolum the Shabbolim. I don't want to teach him any profession.
It's all the way to the end.
So, right, so you got to figure out how does that shtim with the Shitos over here? Are we taking a stand in Halach over there? Okay. So that has to be studied together. Also, sugya menachos, a few sugyas and shas need to be studied together. Amar Rabba Bar Bechanan, Rabbi Yochum, Mishum, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lai. Bo rei shalok doros rishonim doros ha'achronim. You should know the earlier generations and the later generations are not the same. Meaning there has been what we call a yeridas hadoros. We are not as great as they used to be. And I'll give you two examples. He says, doros rishonim osu toros and kava malach dan arai. The earlier generations, their primary focus during their day was Torah. They had to do work, but that's what they did in order to live. But their primary focus was Torah. Vizuvizu and Eskaima Biyadam. And you know what? They did okay at their work, and they did well with their Torah. Doros ha'achronim sha'asu malachtan kevav toros narai. But the later generations, even though they learn, but they learn b'derech harai, that's, you know, oh, I also happen to go to a shir. But primarily, what do you do? I'm a doctor, lawyer, accountant, whatever. Zuvizu lo neskaima biyadam. They're not so successful professionally, and they're not so successful in learning. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yehuda?
Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lai.
It's a Ve'amar. Same people, so it's clearly Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, Ve'amar.
Yeah.
We had before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabbi
Yochanan, Mishum, yeah, you're right. Ve'amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lai. I'll give you another example how we are different than the earlier generations. The earlier generations would go out of their way to make sure to bring their produce into their house in a way that they become chayiv and maestros right away. Doros Achronim, the later generations, Machnisim Peroseim, Derech Gagos, Derech Hatzeros, Derech Kapifos, they would come up with all sorts of shtick of how to bring the grain into the house, through the roof, through the side entrance, Kidei Lepatzim and Amaiser, in order that it shouldn't have what's called Re'ias Pnei Abayis, which would be Mechayiv them and Amaiser. They try to get around, oh, but I'm not Chayiv, because they didn't have Re'ias Pnei Abayis. Yeah, but you try to get around the mitzvah, as opposed to looking for the mitzvah and trying to do the mitzvah. You know, like in the Doros HaRishonim, Bechor used to fast on Erev Pesach. Oh, we don't do that anymore. We figured out a way. We figured out a kunz, a way to get around. It used to be people threw out chametz, but we figured something out. So, Dam Rabbi Yana, Eina Tevel Meschayiv B'Meiser at Shiur Pnei Abayis. Tevel only becomes Chayiv B'Meiser when there is Rias Pnei Abayis. Shenamar B'Yarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chatzer Kavas. Even if it gets into the Chatzer, it's Chayiv B'Meiser. Shenamar V'Achol B'Sharecha V'Saveu. So, next main point, two differences between the earlier and the later generations. They used to have their Torah be permanent, and they would go out of their way to try to be mechayev themselves in maestros. They would pursue mitzvos, as opposed to trying to come up with a way to get around it. The mashal would be the difference between the way high school boys and high school girls typically approach studies. Girls, if you give them a lot of work, they do it. Boys work very hard to figure out a way to get around it. That's takes all the same effort and cleverness and everything else, but that's the emphasis. So, chutz min hayayin, except for wine. Meaning, you don't say bar priyetz on wine. Wine is special. So says Gemara, maishna yayin. What makes wine so special? Why does wine get a special bracha? If you want to say, because, you know, in its fruit form it was good, but now in its wine form it's spectacular, so since it went up, it improved in quality, so therefore the bracha should be an improvement. But we don't say the same thing about oil as an olive. Okay, an olive is an olive, so whatever, some people like it in their salad, but as olive oil it's so much more valuable. But you still recite a Bar Priya Eitz on Shemen Zayis. So why should wine be different? Amri Hasu Mishum Dula Afshar. No, that's because by oil there's no other option. Hechi Nivrich. What do you want to say? Nivrich Bari Priya Zayis. Piru Gufei Zayis Ikri. You can't say the fruit of the Zayis because the fruit itself is called a Zayis. So, as opposed to hagafen, the gefen is not the fruit. So, you have more leeway to play with the language. So, it's a technicality, the Gemara is saying. That really you should have had a separate bracha on olive oil as well. We just couldn't come up with a proper text that made any sense. Which is wild, no? The technicality. That's why there's no special bracha on olive oil. Vinivrikale Bari Pri Eitz Zayas. Okay, but why don't you. We can get around the technicality. Say Bari Pri Eitz Zayas. So says Marno, there's a different reason why wine is special. Ela Marzutra Chamra Zayin Mashchalo Zayin. Wine nourishes or satiates, and oil does not. O Mashchalo Zayin, does oil not nourish? Vatnan. Hanodr min amazon. If a person takes an edit, I don't want anything that nourishes me. Amutr b'mayim u'b'melech. He's allowed to eat water and salt because they are not mazon. We asked, does that mean that every other food on earth besides for water and salt is called mazon? But we only recite bari mine mizonos on 5 grains. So it sounds like every other food in the world except for those 5 grains is not mizonos. And Rav Huna explained it up. If you say anything that nourishes, I'm not going to get enough from, then you're only allowed to get enough from water and salt. Sounds like everything but water and salt is zan, including olives. So, alma mashchazai, so it sounds like olive oil is does nourish. So that can't be what's special about wine, that it nourishes, so does oil. Ella, third possibility. Chamra soid umashchalo soid. Chamra is soid. Soid means like it satiates you. Wine does not, oil does not. V'chamra misoid, is that true about wine? V'arava avashasa chamri kol ma liyoma de pischa. You know what? Ravi used to drink wine the whole day of Pesach so that he will be good and hungry for the matzah that night. Apparently wine does not fill you, because if wine filled you, then Ravi would not be more hungry for the matzah after drinking wine all day. He'd be less hungry for the matzah after drinking wine all day. So, tuva garir, porta sayid. Depends how much you drink. If you drink a lot, then it makes you very thirsty. So that's what Rav would do. It makes you very hungry. That's what Rav would do. He would drink a lot. But if you drink a little bit, it satiates you. Umi said, "Klal, but come on, does wine give you any satisfaction? Vaksiv, meaning any, does it fill you really? Vaksiv, yayin yisamach levavenosh, velechem levavenosh yisad. Wine gives you simcha. Lechem is soed, not wine. Nahamahu de soed, it's bread that gives you, that satiates you. Chamra, lo soed, wine does not. Ella, we are now stuck with a, what is this? Approach number, I don't remember. 4? What is it about wine that gets special bracha? Chamra is beitarti. Soed umisameach. Nahama misat soed smuche lamisameach. Wine is soed and gives you simcha. Bread doesn't give you simcha. So it says, well, okay, so if wine is so awesome, ihachi nivrachalei shalosh brachos, then you should bench on wine. No, because lo kavi inish su dosayu ilavei. No one's kaveya su'uda on wine.
So this would imply anything you're kaveya su'uda on,
you should bench, yeah. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak l'Ravi, I kavei lav su'uda samai. And what if you are kaveya su'uda on wine? Then what would the din be? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak l'Ravi, I kavei lav su'uda samai. Hashemiya batal daitzayt zil kol adam. Maybe Eliyahu Navi will tell us if that's really considered a kaviya suda. But right now we assume normal people are not kaviya suda on wine, and you have to pretend you're a normal person even if you're not. We assume batal daitzo eitzel kol adam. So next main point: why does wine get a special bracha? Because it fills you and is mesameach you, and is an improvement over its fruit form.
Yeah.
So we said it depends how much. Right? If you have a lot of it, it makes you more hungry, ironically. But a little bit fills you up. I don't think so, because I think ayin is part of the shoresh. It's from Sa'uda. Gufa. We just mentioned before that on olive oil you recite Bar Pri Eitz. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case where you recite Bar Pri Eitz? What do you mean? You eat olive oil? You go to your cabinet, your pantry, and you take out a bottle of olive oil and you chug? Yeah, okay, maybe a little dip for some bread, right? So we'll get to that. If you're just drinking it, azuke mazikle, you shouldn't say any bracha on that, because that's only going to hurt you, will harm you, to just drink olive oil. If you drink olive oil that's truma, you do not have to pay the 25% penalty. You only have to pay for what you actually took from the truma, the actual value of it, because you only pay the 25% penalty when you eat. It's not called eating if you're eating something that's inedible. Hasach shemen shel truma, if you anoint your skin with truma oil, mishalim es karen u mishalim es chomesh, then you pay the karen and the chomesh. But wait, I thought we just said that you only pay chomesh when you eat. Sicha kishtia, anointing is like drinking. So it's the same as eating when you anoint, as long as that's the derech hana'asa. That's the way you would use oil. Where else do we have sicha kishtia besides for here by truma? Ah, Yom HaKippurim, right? You're not allowed to anoint your skin with something. Sicha kishtia. So what do we do with this olive oil? Are you saying a Bar Pri Eitz on it? When would you ever say a Bar Pri Eitz on olive oil? You can't drink olive oil. Second possibility. El deka achle al yidei pas. You dip your bread in it. And then you say a Bar Pri Eitz? What bracha do you say if you're dipping your bread in it?
Hamotzi.
The pas would be the ikr. One second, utnan zaklal kol shu ikr vivot tefila. Anytime you have something that's an ikr and something else that's a tafel, mvarich al ikr poteres a tefila. You say a brach on the ikr and not the tafel. So ella the kashasile al yedei anigron. You drink it with anigron. What's anigron? Says Rashi min ma'achal hu v'nosim l'tochu shemen v'shoyin mishum mekam mekam. It's a special type of food that has oil as a primary ingredient. So if the oil is mixed with a few other things that makes up this anigron dish, you would say Bar Pri Eitz. The Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, anigron maya de silka, ansigron maya de kulushalki. That anigron is beet water, and ansigron is vegetable water, water that's like a vegetable soup. Imke navle anigron ikar v'shem and tafel. But then the anigron is the ikr, the shemen is the tafel. It's not zak klal kol shu ikr v'mot tefelim varichal ikr potos tefelim. We're back to our kasha that we had before, that you only make a brach on the ikr, not on the tafel. So why, when are you ever going to say Bar Pri Eitz on shemen zayis? No matter how you consume shemen zayis, you're not saying Bar Pri Eitz. So says Gemara, fourth and final answer. Hachav ma'eskinan b'choshesh b'grono. You're drinking olive oil because your throat hurts you. Detanya choshesh b'grono lo ya'ar enu b'shemen tchila b'shabbos. That on Shabbos you're not allowed to take medicine, so you're not allowed to gargle shemen zayis on Shabbos when your throat hurts you, because that's a violation of taking medicine. But what you can do is you can do the following trick: put a lot of oil in your anigron and have anigron, because then it's like eating a food. Like, you're allowed to eat chicken soup whenever you want. Your throat hurts you. You may be eating the chicken soup because your throat hurts you, but that's fine, because chicken soup is a food, and that's fine. So says Mar Pshita. Isn't that obvious? No, one might have thought that since you're thinking I'm eating this chicken soup because my throat hurts, I'm drinking this tea because my throat hurts, you might think you don't say a bracha on it. It's like taking a pill. It's like taking medication. That's why he has to tell me, kiven de islay hana amine by bruche. Since you are getting anah from it, you still have to say a bracha. so it would turn out if you're drinking something that's awful and you don't get any ana,
you don't make a bracha.
That's, this is the kofzer of Tosfos. Tosfos Nibra Maskel Kivan says it's clear from this Gemara that if you're drinking, even though you're drinking it, but it's awful tasting and it's obvious that you're doing it for refuah and you're not getting ana from the actual drink, no bracha. That's why we don't say bracha on cough syrup. Last main point over here. When would you say a Baruch Priya Eitz on oil? Not when drinking it straight, not when having it with bread, not when having it with a nigron, only when mixing lots of it with a nigron for a refuah. Only if you mix a lot of it with a nigron for a refuah. And not when you drink it straight, not when you have it with bread, and not even when you have it with a nigron.